Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Numbers 526 to 663. M.R. Number 621, Eschatological Events. John in the Revelation writes of the unity of those living on the earth to make void the law of God. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Revelation 17, verse 13, 14. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the false prophet. Revelation 16, verse 13. All who will exalt and worship the idol Sabbath, a day that God has not blessed, help the devil and his angels with all the power of their God-given ability, which they have perverted to a wrong use. Inspired by another spirit, which blinds their discernment, they cannot see that the exaltation of Sunday observance is entirely the institution of the Catholic Church. Satan is making his last and most powerful efforts for the mastery, his last conflict against the principles of God's law. A defiant infidelity abounds. After John's description in Revelation 16 of that miracle-working power that was to gather the world to the last great conflict, the cymbals are dropped, and the trumpet voice once more gives a certain sound. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. Revelation 16, verse 15. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, without the robe of Christ's righteousness, and they see his shame. Revelation 16, verse 13 to 15. There will be seducing spirits and doctrines of devils in the midst of the church, and these evil influences will increase. But hold fast the beginning of your confidence firm unto the end. 61, 1906, 2. Hold fast the beginning of your confidence. June 29th, 1906. Satan and his angels will appear on this earth as men, and will mingle with those of whom God's word says, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. When these spiritualistic deceptions are revealed to be what they really are, the secret workings of evil spirits, those who have acted a part in them will become as men who have lost their minds. 311, 1905, page 5. To Brethren Daniels and Prescott, and their associates, October 30th, 1905. We are approaching the end of this earth's history, and Satan is working as never before. He is striving to act as director of the Christian world. With an intensity that is marvelous, he is working with his lying wonders. Satan is represented as walking about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He desires to embrace the whole world in his confederacy. Hiding his deformity under the garb of Christianity, he assumes the attributes of a Christian and claims to be Christ himself. Satan himself will personate Christ, declaring that he is the Son of God. One will say, Christ is here, another, he is there, and still another, that he is somewhere else. Satan will work, wonders before men to make the world believe him to be Christ, come the second time to our world. He transforms himself into an angel of light. But while he bears the appearance in every particular, as far as appearance goes, he is not Christ. The mighty angel from heaven is to lighten the earth with his glory. Revelation 18, verse 1. While he cries mightily with a loud voice, Babylon the Great is fallen. Verse 2. We would lose faith and courage in the conflict if we were not sustained by the power of God. Every form of evil is to spring into intense activity. Evil angels unite their powers with evil men, and, as they have been in constant conflict and attained an experience in the best modes of deception and battle, and have been strengthening for centuries, they will not yield the last great final contest without a desperate struggle. All the world will be on one side or the other of the question. The Battle of Armageddon will be fought, and that day must find none of us sleeping. Wide awake we must be, as wise virgins having oil in our vessels with our lamps. What is this? Grace. Grace. The power of the Holy Ghost must be upon us, and the captain of the Lord's host will stand at the head of the angels of heaven to direct the battle. 112, 1890, pages 3, 4. To Edson and Emma and Willie White, December 22, 1890. In the day of his, Christ's, coming, the last great trumpet is heard, and there is a terrible shaking of earth and heaven. The whole earth, from the loftiest mountains to the deepest mines, will hear. Everything will be penetrated by fire. The tainted atmosphere will be cleansed by fire. The fire having fulfilled its mission, the dead that have been laid away in the grave will come forth, some to the resurrection of life, to be caught up to meet their Lord in the air, and some to behold the coming of him whom they have despised, and whom they now recognize as the judge of all the earth. All the righteous are untouched by the flames. Earthquakes, hurricanes, flame, and flood cannot injure those who are prepared to meet their Savior in peace. But those who rejected our Savior, and scourged and crucified him, will be among those who will be raised from the dead to behold his coming in the clouds of heaven, attended by the heavenly host, 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. The Son of Man will come in the clouds of heaven in his own glory, and the glory of his Father, and of all the holy angels. There will be no lack of honor and glory. In that day, the law of God is to be revealed in its majesty, and man, who has broken that law and stood in defiant rebellion against its holy precepts, will understand that that law which he has despised, discarded, and trampled underfoot is God's standard of character. The trump of God will be heard resounding through earth's remotest bounds, and the voice of Jesus will call forth the dead from their graves to immortal life. The just shall come forth from all parts of the earth, from rocky caverns, from dungeons, from caves of the earth, from the waters of the deep. Not one is overlooked. Released June 21st, 1978.